Hey there, folks. It's Dale Campbell here from the Generic Live Show, and I'm here to do something a little bit different today. While I acknowledge there wasn't a show this week, I'm going to do something a little bit off the cuff, which I'd rather not do because I'd rather know what I'm talking about, so I don't sound like I'm rambling. Plus, I need a good excuse to put a suit jacket on today, and this is as good as any. Since covering the news in greater detail, I've discovered some trends that are rather disturbing, and wow, we're kind of in the worst of it at the moment. In 2016, or at least what 2016 should be, we are deciding on where the world should be next, with the assorted elections taking place. That might be the case, but the media paints a very different picture on how 2016 is actually panning out. We'll get to that. And as many of you have asked, I thought this week would be a great excuse for me to try and get all of my cards out on the table. In saying that, the media has decided to take a back seat on 2016 rather early, and I thought it'd be a perfect opportunity. So here's the thing. Since the beginning of time, there have been leaders in all aspects of life. People would go on ships. These ships would have captains, whether they're good or bad. Morally is another story, and quite frankly, I don't have the time or expertise to go into. And these ships would sail to other nations. Except if you're European, which magically everyone was born there and don't have to get transported. Morals and standards drove these ships to better places, and like this country, of which I have my birthplace in. And before you ask, yes, I went straight to convicts because they are a good basis for fundamental principles. And again, goes right back to whether you think these people are good or bad, morally, of course. But despite that stuff, you have to give these captains one thing. They certainly knew how to direct a particular culture of people. Which you could argue that politicians need in this day and age. And don't get me wrong, I'm not poo-pooing on the skills that you need to be a politician. Hell, even a leader, or a captain of a ship for that matter. In the latter case, you would need exceptional skill set to drive the ship in the right direction, and as sure as hell I don't know how to do that. Have you ever heard the expression that not all leaders are politicians, and not all politicians are leaders? I would agree with that to a certain extent. While when you are a politician, you need to lead a group of people, whether it's in the right direction or the wrong direction. And that's a matter of people's opinions, because quite frankly, people who voted you in office are going to be favored towards you, and people who did not vote for you are not going to be favored to you so much. I don't know why I'm sitting here explaining politics 101, here on my couch, wearing a suit jacket, explaining politics 101. But I am because it's important to explain politics 101 because we tend to forget the basics when we're talking about the 2016 media fire. And trust me, I'm not asking for a perfect world, but I'm asking for a more realistic one. Because what I'm getting is not that. And when you're making loud noises staring at you, Donald Trump, don't think you're off the firing line. I'll get back to you. But actually trying to find content of the news is hard. And trust me, as fun as it is, and as entertaining as it is to cover the media fire of 2016, it actually is finding the news rather hard. And for shows like GLS, while covering the spin and providing analysis on that spin, and arguing with myself is rather something I take pride in doing, it doesn't make for good news. So, for some fun facts about me. As you may know, I host GLS, which is a predominantly news program. But you need to take into consideration other aspects when thinking about me. I also have a full slash part-time job at a large multinational corporation, Which gets rather interesting when talking politics because, wow, you get lots of views at once, which gets interesting to see other people's rather extremist views. Suffice to say, there are still three topics that are banned at my workplace: religion, politics, and interestingly, homosexuality, which I don't have any time to deal with on any week on any show as a white Caucasian homosexual male. And those of you who know me personally would come to no surprise to anyone, which is a good introduction to me because the latter category, I think I've already checked off. I'm a born again Anglican and my politics gets rather interesting. I consider myself a moderate person, not because I have to be to cover the news, but that's how my voting habits have panned out over the last several years. And those habits have even shown themselves when I covered the elections here a couple of weeks ago. So with all that in mind, let's get to the real meat of the day, and while we're all here, well, at least me. 2016 has been an interesting development itself. With the rise of basically calendar events coming up, we've had to elect new leaders around the world. And that's when politics gets popular in the media, and oh my god, everyone is vying for space. And don't get me wrong, as a marketing student, I understand what it's like to try and get space and attention for your company, all the time and space and attention that your company needs to get their message out and have their product heard. And yes, politics and candidates are indeed products and companies, whether you like it or not. And that might be a pessimistic view on the world, but it's kind of the truth. With the rise of super PACs and grassroots campaigns, I have no belief to know otherwise. Ed, I might have ticked off a lot of people by saying that statement alone. But we get all caught up in this hyperbole and hype. We don't really know the real issue at hand, and the 2016 quote-unquote media fire has allowed itself to get wrapped up in the spin of it all. And again, I understand the importance of getting a message out there in reference to the American election, which is going on currently, which is the main reason why I'm doing this. There have even been candidates that have done just that, run on messages alone, and let me tell you, they have been burnt hard against a lot of the noise of the media fire this year. And then we get a person, oh, and sorry, excuse me, and a person like me are even willing to acknowledge that my voting habits might be slightly amended if I was to be voting in a different election. Mainly because I would have different candidates to choose from. As a moderate kind of guy, that's just who I am. I look at candidates like menu options. If I don't like the restaurant, then I go to a different restaurant. I'm not like that to deny that, and that's what candidates exactly are. And they might have to push certain policies at the restaurant, and many people tune out restaurant policies for the most part. Yes, there's still a segment of people that tune into that sort of thing. Thank you, conservative morning talk show, for that. By the way, off the beaten path for just a second, I actually do listen to right-wing conservative morning talk show, one in particular, which might surprise some people. But I mainly listen to it for the news aspect, for what's going on the other side, of course. For the most part, I like having an argument with myself. All right, back on track. The policy person can do that, and then we have people like Donald Trump, which surprisingly, I don't have an opinion on him as a person. Yes, he is singly responsible for the media fire that 2016 has. He's single-handedly responsible for the media fire that 2016 has turned into, and it has crashed and burned really, really far down the pipe at this point. But as a guy, I'm not really informed when it comes to the restaurant analogy, how he plays into that. He says stuff that the media clings on to itself, and 2 seconds later he decides to change his mind. And yes, I may have conservative morning talk show to think about that, but dear Lord. The main reason why I have focused on Donald Trump in particular is so the media, and so have the media. And as a budding newsreader, it makes it hard not to do so myself when couldn't ever bring myself to talk about Donald Trump as a guy. Because you might have to break it apart and do all that sort of stuff, which I have zero interest in doing right now. Because quite frankly, I don't have the research or the backing behind it. And to do so, you'd have to make an informed opinion before making a statement. If I was to talk, in fact, about people that I would vote for, as opposed to those giving noise. As a matter of fact, if I was to vote in the US primaries, I would be more than likely to go for a moderate person like John Kasich or Jim Gilmore. For as much flack as I have given Jim Gilmore on podcasts, his policies are not that bad. And while, yes, I understand voting in an election is just more than getting someone into an office, I acknowledge these principles and morals and the human aspect of all of it. And here's where we turn back into the preamble. Hurrah! And while captains on convict ships aren't exactly popular people, even to this day, some of them are acknowledged by history, but at least led people to a great place and great life than what they had before. Just look at Captain Cook, for example. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on where you land on the issue, politicians are expected to do the same thing, driving the ship for better or worse. But it's hard to tell in the media file which captain is best for driving which ship. On one hand, you have real people pushing messages trying to get to the top spot, overshadowed by, on the other hand, by the media fire of 2016. And don't get me wrong, I am not knocking on anyone's choices who might want to run the restaurant of the world, but really, state in the media and how off the rails it has gotten in the last 4 months, or hell, even since I've returned from America at the turn of the new year, people might have to learn to start cutting through that spin. Where are we now? Well, the choice is really yours and no one else's. And again, influence acknowledged, influences play a part, but you're the one walking into the booth. You have the choice, and popular opinion, aka the circus, might help you, but it shouldn't be your primary choice. So that was fun, going off the rails. If there's anything I can do to help my presentation in any way, please do not hesitate to let me know. Or if there's anything you want me to cover in this longer format, that'd be cool too. But for now, I'm Dale for the Generic Live Show, and I'll see you all next time.